Listening on or watching on Facebook Live, Juan Pablo writes the following. I was viewing Trent Horn's video about abortion, and he says that we should find nonviolent solutions for this issue. And I was wondering why our own salvation was, won for us in the most violent way possible. Thank you for your help.
Well, the fact is, it was won over through nonviolence. I mean, our Lord wasn't the violent one. It was the people who were crucifying who were the violent ones. Our Lord was the most nonviolent of all. He received and didn't give back. He didn't give what he received. He loved people back. So with abortion is a violent thing too. It's in its own way, it's quite violent. I mean, it takes away human life, just as our Lord's life was taken away, except in a different way, not as long or as painful a situation, but nonetheless, it's the taking of innocent life as our Lord's was. But the violence came from those who were not loving, who were going against what our Lord stands for. And so our Lord shows us that his love for us, love is the most powerful thing we have. It's far more powerful than the doing of evil. And he showed how love, in the end, conquers evil and is not conquered by it, despite the fact that it seems so at the time. So our Lord was the king of nonviolence, in a sense. So the violence was there, just as it's present in abortion. But the violence wasn't coming from our Lord any more than it is coming from those who are pro-life.
And we're supposed that this is both salvific for us, but it's also an instruction for us.
Sure.
It's also it teaches us. Christ on the cross teaches us what it is to be a full human being like he was.
He shows us how to live, how to love.